Well, good morning, everybody, and thanks so much for always being on the call. It's great to hear Sally Ann and Nancy and Cindy and Liz and Diane and all these people that get on every single week. All you guys, we appreciate so much your commitment to the business and to show that commitment by being with us on the phone. We want to remind all the husbands out there that Mother's Day is this weekend. I'm sure it's impossible to forget, but I can't think of anything worse in life than forgetting it's Mother's Day. So we just want to make sure that if you haven't got anything yet, you need to kind of run out and do that as a good reminder. It is a beautiful day here in Salt Lake City, and I was just saying for the weekend, it's going to rain on, it possibly rain a little bit on Thursday when you come in, but Friday is going to be 63 with no rain, and Saturday is going to be 70, and Sunday is going to be 73. So it's going to be a really, really beautiful weekend for the fly-in. So we're really excited about that. Diane thought over in the UK she'll just jump on a plane and come over for a fly-in and then go home. But other than that, Melinda, I'm just going to turn time over to you.
Well, actually, Diane's been testing our new product. It's called the I Dream a Genie product. And when she takes it, all she has to do is blink, and she's here in a minute. We are so excited. We have so many fun things we're doing to put together the fly-in. One of the things we really, really need you to do is to get registered for the fly-in. Even though there's no registration fee, we have a lot of things we're doing to plan for it, and we want to make sure that we have everything set up properly for the number of attendees. And I'm going to turn the time over to Alan. But Alan, you know, Steve and I got talking this morning, and I may interrupt you as part of your announcements to give some people a sneak preview and help them, encourage them to get registered. So take it away with announcements and be prepared.
Love it. Sounds great. I always love getting good interruptions from you guys. It's all good. Hey, we are in full
And before I get started, Alan, I don't want to embarrass you, but just for those of you who know, and I know we can't always make announcements when things are happening in people's lives, but Alan's grandfather did pass away this week, and he sent me the obituary, and he was a great, great man. He was was it the Air Force?
I think it was Army Air Corps back in World War II. Yeah.
That's right, Army Air Corps in World War II. Who is an attorney, part of a very significant law firm. He did some wonderful things here in Salt Lake City, and he was a great, great man. And I know it's bittersweet for you, Alan. So we just all
he made it all the way to 94. So that's a good age.
That is a good age.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. You know, he lived a great long life, and, you know, we were talking as the call was loading up that every day is a gift, you know, and boy, yeah. at times like this, it's a good reminder. Every day is a gift, and we're shaped by the heritage of those that go before us, and I appreciate your kind words, Stephen Malin. Thank you.
You bet.
But yeah, we are in full fly-in mode, and it is so exciting to be looking forward to all of you joining us. And you know, I've been talking to others in the building. Hey, you know, we're going to have people in. It's going to be exciting, and we are ready and excited to have you guys joining us. You know, we're going to be doing. We had so much fun doing some breakouts, some workshops last time. We're going to be doing those again. And you know, I was, Dr. Wisco will be joining us, and he and I were talking about the content for one in particular, and it's going to be exciting. These workshops are going to be interactive. There's going to be several of them. And so you're going to not just bring yourself, but you got to bring your team with you so you can divide and conquer, and you can get notes from someone who attended the workshops you didn't attend. And we're even going to have some sneak preview, special instructions going out beginning on Monday-ish, early next week, for those who are registered to help you prepare for those interactive breakout workshops. So just echoing what Malin said, be sure you're registered. And remember, we had a fee for this, and then we said, you know, let's go no fee on this event. Come one, come all. Don't worry about a registration fee. So we refunded, but if you got refunded, you got to go register again because it took you off the registration. So it's free. Register again, and oh my goodness, anyone within driving distance, and that can be a long distance. get people there. This is not just going to be an exciting about limitless products event. These workshops are going to, you know, bleed over into, hey, healthy lifestyle and healthy habits and just great lifestyle tips, health, wellness, focus that incorporate the products. They're going to be exciting. This is the kind of thing that, you know, a lot of places you'll go and, boy, you'll be paying a nice significant registration fee to get this kind of information, this kind of excitement, and there's no registration fee. So get your prospects here, get your new distributors here, and remember, the leaders of tomorrow are those that attend events today. This will help cement their commitment and their bonding with the company and what it's all about. And a reminder, you can go in and get that registration done. You can always go to The Voice and click on the reserve tickets right there. And The Voice that comes out on Thursday, late afternoon Utah time, around 5 o'clock, is where we have all of the reminders and all of the great information. And we are going to, a little later on this call, we're going to have a great training by Malin. And you know, if you look at your voice from Thursday, there's a couple of documents. If you want to click on those and print those out, will be very helpful. Look under duplication, new and improved demonstrator, the duplication model flyer. Have those available, and that will really help for what's going to happen later in the call. You know, duplication models are so critical, so important in this business. And we are really excited about what Malin and the team and Steve have been coming up with that model. Steve, thank you for the reminder about Mother's Day. I have not been out shopping yet, so that has got to be top of my to-do list today. But of course, at Limitless, we've made that easier. With, you know, the product of the month is Smooth. What a great product for the ladies in our lives. And 350 LDR order, you know, gets you a full size Smooth. But we've got those really cool little 10-mil pots of Smooth that with an LDR order of 150 or more, you get those. And those have been going out. So you guys have been taking advantage of that. And watch your LDR order. Get it up to that 150 if it's not there. Get it up to 350 if you can get it up to there. And this is a great product to be featuring during this Mother's Day month of May. And we are so excited about Find Your Limitless Packs. And, you know, that is the focus. It's going to be heavy attention at the fly-in, and it's just, they're such great packs to meet the needs of anyone you're bringing in as a customer or, of course, as a distributor. The Shape Your Body, focused on weight loss. And if I can just pause for a minute and do a little personal testimony about Shape Your Body. You know, I've been doing the diet bet, and about a week ago, I noticed me starting to plateau a little bit, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I've got to, you know, I made the first two diabetes. I got to make it on this third one too. You know, what's going on? And just in my head, I looked at my regimen I was doing, and I had been forgetting to take my charge. In my personal regimen, I'd been taking charge around lunchtime or early afternoon, and I got right back on that. And I've noticed, boy, my energy level has been better. The cravings, the appetite suppressant the cravings have been better with the appetite suppressant, and I am right back on track. And I'm on track to make it through that diet bet. And you know, speaking of the diet bet, the average weight loss I was looking this morning has been 3 pounds per participant. You know, boy, these products, you know, it's a combination of products and lifestyle, isn't it? You know, you got to use the products to help us with the lifestyle. And, boy, you put those combinations together, and it is so powerful. So these packs, I mean, they really work. The Shape Your Body, Reveal Your Beauty, these skincare products are just amazing. And Thrive is the foundation, of course, in all of these packs. Rock Your Workout. Oh my goodness, Force is just an amazing product. And, you know, I don't want to give too many sneak previews for things coming up, but boy, there's great things about Force and great testimonials out there. Fuel Your Health, Thrive, Stride, and Force. What a great combination that so many of our leaders, our customers have already discovered is great. These packs, I mean, they just make a difference in people's lives, and they really work. So let's see, what else have we got to announce? I don't want to take too much more time because we want to get to our exciting presentation for today.
Let me do my little interruption here, Alan, because,
right, Malin.
You know, we've been working on the fly-in, and so we're going to give a little sneak preview. Steve and I wanted to just kind of tell people we are going to do a breakout session on each one of these packs, of course. But each one of these breakout sessions are going to have some great interactions. And you're going to be receiving an email in detail on some of the things we're going to be doing inside of each of these breakout sessions and what you might want to come prepared with in order to really interact with these. And so we need you to pre-register for the event, and then you can just choose at the event which of the breakout sessions you want to go to. You'll be able to choose two of the four, so you'll probably want to go to your two best, or you probably want to bring a buddy to the event so that you guys can divide and conquer, and you go to two and they go to two, and you can share notes on what they learned from this. But these are going to be great breakout sessions. We're going to have people participating with how to sell the packs, some other interesting additional information and education. It's going to be great. And so please, please, please make sure you get registered, because we're going to, probably on Tuesday, you're going to be getting an email with a little more detail about those breakout sessions, but it's only going to those people who are registered for the event. So with that, and I don't know how much more we can say, Alan, do you want to put any sneak previews on things?
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Wisko and I were talking yesterday, and he's got some really exciting content. He'll be sharing some interactive things we'll be doing. And I just, I'll leave the rest for the email that we get out, Malin. But you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Every one of these workshops, you're going to wish you could cut yourself in half and attend all four. They're all going to be great.
All right. Steve, any things you want to tie a bow around on getting people to register for the event?
No, not really, except for the fact that, you know, for all of you who've ever attended a fly-in, you know how much fun it is. You know how good it is to kind of wrap arms with people you care about and love and you don't get to see every month. I mean, it feels like forever since we've seen Cindy. As an example, you know, we're fortunate to see a lot of our distributors in the offices on Friday, but for those of you that are out of town, the Sally Ann's of the world, you know, it is so fun to have you guys and to see you guys and to feel, you know, like the Limitless family. So we're very excited about that.
Well, if I can put an additional plug in, Malin, on the fly-in too. You know, these workshops on Friday are going to be great, but on Saturday, we're going to hear a lot from you and Steve. And, you know, I think too often we take you guys for granted. If, you know, you guys have such great insights and such great training. Every time I hear Steve tell, you know, one of his stories, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to go tell this to my kids, because this is stuff that just, this is great. And so we, you know, it's a treat to get all this training and these workshops, but hearing the insights, the business building, the motivational from Steve and Malin, guys, you know, that alone is worth the event. So it's going to be a jam-packed, great event, and get everybody here. It's going to be fantastic.
Well,
any
awesome.
More announcements? If I can go along with those,
yeah.
Malin?
Sure.
Great. Hey, a reminder, you know, we still have the 2 in 14 promotion going on, and you know, like, get your new people enrolled, get them duplicating. It's fun to watch, you know, to watch these packs kind of take hold and the recruiting, seeing so many people come in with recruiting. And I am really excited about these X5 and X10 clubs. And I'm just really anxious to see who is going to be, you know, who's going to get into the X10 first. And so let's keep that duplication going. Monday, we'll have our weekly product call. It's fly-in week, but we'll still be going full steam with our regular schedule of support. So we'll have product call on Monday. Rock Your Workout will be featured. And then on Tuesday, we'll have our You Even Better featuring Liz. Liz has got such great energy. We always love to feature her broadcast. She was in the office on Friday. Liz, it was great to see you there. And so it's pre-fly-in, and we're jam-packed leading up to that. And looking forward to seeing all of you in a few days.
All right. Well, Alan, thank you so much for all those announcements. And hopefully you guys are getting prepared for the latter part of the call, where we're going to give you some additional information on the duplication model. But in between now and then, I want to introduce our trainer for the call today. Obviously, we all know this man. It's my husband, Steve.
Yay.
And he, you know, every time he, like, writes one of his little training vignettes in The Voice, we get so many clicks on it, so many responses, and it's because he's just got a plethora of training information. And we're so fortunate to have the likes of Steve and other leaders that have been in the industry for so long that have such great information to share. And so, Steve, I know you've been preparing for this call this morning, and I'm excited to be trained again, all over again.
Thank you very much, sweetie. I appreciate that. And thanks, Alan. And you know, I've always said that if you're a natural storyteller, you've kind of got a leg up in the business. If you enjoy stories or enjoy telling stories, sometimes network marketing becomes an easier business. And, you know, I had the opportunity to talk to my mom this week, and I know many of you will be talking to your mothers over the Mother's Day weekend and on Sunday. And, you know, but my mom instills different feelings in me than most people's moms. One of the things that my mom instilled in me was fear. I know everyone talks lovingly on Mother's Day, but my mom was all of 4'11". And for whatever reason, man, she could run faster than anybody I know and catch the kids when they did something wrong and box our ears or whatever. But I just remember growing up, there was a natural fear instilled when my mother got mad. And even though my dad was over 6 feet and, you know, was a hockey player, man, when they got into arguments, they really got going. But I was thinking about the time that I was growing up in school, and I was in third grade. And, you know, I don't know if you guys remember the feelings of peer pressure when you're growing up, but I had two really close friends, Gary Reed and Brian Loyer, and right next to our elementary school, there was a department store. Malin's familiar with it. When we go up to Canada, we go to it. It's called Loblaws. And I go there every time we go to Canada because I load up in what's called Shreddies. They don't have them in the States, but they're little tiny shredded wheats. And Malin knows what I'm talking about. Got to get some Shreddies. So we fill our suitcase with boxes of Shreddies. But when I was in third grade, I remember my friends talked me. We wanted to go over to Loblaws during our lunch break. And they talked me into, hey, we're going to go steal some, we call them in Canada chocolate bars, or, you know, down here in the States, you call them candy bars. But so there's nothing more noticeable, in my opinion, than 3 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, you know, going into a grocery store, stopping in front of the candy bar aisle, looking around very suspiciously for a few minutes to do this crazy thing where your adrenaline's at an all-time high and you're going to steal some candy bars. So I looked to my left, Brian was there, and he took some candy bars. And I looked to my right, Gary was there, and he took some candy bars. And I just got panicked, couldn't move. I just couldn't move, and didn't matter. The store security guard had us, you know, eyed right from the second we came in. He grabbed all three of us, and since we were right next door to the elementary school, he took us back over, and he took us right down to the principal's office. I mean, I have never been so scared in my whole life. And we're standing outside of the principal's office. The principal comes out, and he says, I'm going to call your mother. I'm going to call each of your mothers right now. And, boy, she's, you know, they're going to be so disappointed in you. And I was just dying. I was so scared I thought I was going to pee my pants. I was so scared. And so, consequently, the good news is my mom was at work. They didn't know my dad was a fireman, and he was right next door to the elementary school, was the fire station, so my dad was right at the fire station 100 yards away. They didn't know that, so they couldn't go get my dad. But I remember that wait seemed like an eternity, and eventually the principal called us in the office. He goes, I can't believe you guys did this. I can't believe. And he kept saying, how could you believe in something so stupid? And all I could think about, you know, as I thought about that, I was thinking about that movie, you know, A Christmas Story that we all watch at Christmas. You know, where Ralphie and, you know, they go out to the playground and they get double dog dared to stick their tongue out, you know, to the frozen pipe. And it goes from double dog dare to triple dog dare, and then he couldn't back down, and then he licked the pipe. And you know, and that was the situation. I felt like I kind of got tricked. But I remember all along from that day forward, you know, I remember the principal saying, hey, you got to stand up for what you believe in, and I can't believe you guys would do this, and you got to have some moral principles, and you always got to believe in what you do in life. And I started thinking, you know, of all the decisions I've made in our life, And I thought, you know, limitless. You know, it's so easy for me to believe in limitless. And I know it's easy for you guys to believe in limitless. It's easy to believe in products. I think when I start talking to somebody, and we were having a great conversation with Ken and Sandy yesterday about how wonderful it is in our company that we have such great customer acquisition. And it's easy to understand why that is, because we all know these products have changed people's lives. You know, we look at Craig and Peggy, or we look at the story of Kim Clayton, or we think of Paul Israelson, or Cindy Maddox, or all of the distributors and people whose lives have been dramatically affected by these products, so that when I'm standing in an elevator and the guy that comes to fix some sheetrock in my house, and he tells me he's a biker, and I'm thinking of Paul Israelson, and I'm thinking about Force and Electrify, and I start talking about it to him, you just become passionate naturally because you believe in the products. And so when I say, you know, do you believe in your products? It's great. So I looked up belief as a definition. And the definition of belief, of course, is a religious conviction. But another definition of belief, the second one in Webster's Merriam Dictionary, is it is a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed. I want you to think about that just for a sec. That's an awesome definition. It's a state or habit of mind. Think of that. It's a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed. And so I thought about it, and I thought, you know, do you have trust and confidence in limitless products? Really? It's so easy to go out there and talk to people and get them on as customers. And so it's easy to back up my convictions. Melinda and I were watching the CBS Morning News a couple of weeks ago, and we saw a whole story. It's one of our fun shows to watch. If you've never watched CBS Sunday Morning News, it's really great. It covers all kinds of different topics. And one of the topics they were covering was the fact that Ringling Brothers Circus, after 146 years, is closing this month. You know, so it goes back all into the 1800s. And it's been around a long time. And when I was growing up as a little kid, one of my favorite movies was Toby Tyler from Disney, where he runs away and he joins the circus. And I always loved it. And I thought about the story, and I don't know if you guys may have heard the story, but I thought about the story of the man who saw an elephant tied up at the circus, and he was looking at these massive elephants, and he was confused that these huge creatures were held only by a tiny rope tied to the front of their leg. There was no chains, there were no cages. It was obvious that these elephants at any time could break away from these bonds, but they did not. So he was curious about it. So he saw a trainer nearby, and he went to the trainer and he asked him, "How come they just don't break away?" And he said, the trainer said, "Because when they're very young and much smaller, we use the same size rope to tie them. And at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they're conditioned to believe from that very young age that they can never break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free." The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck where they were. And so my thought was, like those elephants, how many of us go through life hanging on to the belief that we can't do something simply because we haven't tried it, or if we've tried it, maybe we failed at it once, and so consequently, you know, we experience a little bit of failure. And the moral of that story, I think, is, first of all, we should never be bound. Okay, and we should learn from this. We shouldn't let these things hold us back as we move forward. And even something as big as an elephant can be trained from a very young age that they can't do that for this. So let's break these barriers that so often we have that mentally, you know, keep us from believing in what we're doing. And You know, I thought about what we're doing at this fly-in. We're doing a lot of training at this fly-in. And I know we do training at fly-ins, and I know sometimes that sounds boring, but we've got these great Find Your Limitless packs that we're going to talk about, and everyone's fine with that. But they're all under $200. Guys, the reason why that's so important is because that's a decision people can make without having to ask somebody. Hey, it's okay. Anybody can figure out how to come up with less than $200, you know, to buy a limitless pack and get going. And I was thinking, you know, we've made the business difficult or complicated. And as Sandy likes to say, we always should simplify the business. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, how do you simplify this business from a compensation standpoint? Malin's going to have some exciting announcements here, you know, that you guys will understand. But it's really a simple process, guys. Sometimes we make it more complicated when we need to. The first thing, we should be setting a goal wherever you're at in the business. I don't care. If you're not an executive, that should be your goal. Become an executive. You know, it's $350 a month. You know, we talk to all these people in our business who are distributors, and they always tell me, my gosh, there are all these products. I can't seem to live without any of them. Ken was over here at our home one day, and he used our restroom. And in the restroom off my office, they were doing some construction on the other restroom, so he used the restroom in my office, and he went in there, and he said, wow, you really do use the shampoo and conditioner. Wow, you do have Electrify and Force right there for your morning workouts. Oh, my gosh, you got Smooth sitting right there. Oh, okay, you got some Thrive sitting on the counter. And, you know, it was easy. And there were eight products in there that he saw right away. And I thought to myself, you know, I can't live my day without the Limitless products. They're all awesome. They're all wonderful. They're all fantastic. And so become an executive. Get to the point. Set a goal, if you're not an executive, that you're going to do $350 every month and you're going to qualify for that executive position. Once you've set that goal, once you've become an executive, then your goal ought to be very simply to become an X3. Three people who do the same thing. You're going to find three people that you personally sponsor over time who do $350. You know, that's not a tough goal. I mean, it may seem like a tough goal, but it's not a tough goal. Just go find three people who believe as much as you do in these products and can consume and use these products or share them with other people. And when you've done that, you've become an X3. And, of course, then after that, over time, however long you've set as your financial goals, then you're going to go find 7x3 legs. End of story. And we've given you the limitless ladder. We've given you all these different things to help you. And sometimes we think of all the things that stop us, time, energy, finances, you know, but it really, really comes down to your belief level. I don't have any problem with my belief level. And as your belief level changes, so will the results you get. There's a story that goes back about a king who, you know, wanted to see how people reacted to this obstacle that he put in the middle of his castle, just outside his castle wall. And so he put this huge boulder right next to the entrance of the castle, and then he just watched how people would react as they came up to this boulder. And the first people, you know, that came by were some of the king's wealthiest merchants and stuff, and, you know, rather than moving it, they just walked around it. And then a few people, he heard a few people blame him for not maintaining the roads and how could these, you know, this huge boulder be in the middle of the road. And other people came along. They just moved around it. Some people climbed over it. And finally a peasant came along, and he had a vegetable cart. When he came near the boulder, rather than walking around it as the others had, he simply put his cart down, and then he worked and he got a few other people to help him move the rock to the side of the road, and he succeeded. Once he moved the rock, he saw that underneath the rock there was a purse there, and when he opened the purse, it was stuffed of gold coins and a note from the king that said, the king's note said that the purse's gold was a reward for moving the boulder from the road. The king showed the peasant what many of us never understand, that every obstacle in front of us presents an opportunity. I don't care what kind of obstacles you guys may have had in the past that have kept you from doing this business. You know, on my Twitter page, right at the beginning, you can't go back and make a brand new start, but you can start from here and make a brand new end. Wherever you are, if you're not an executive, become an executive. If you're not an X3, become an X3. If you're not an X5, become an X5. If you're not an X10, become an X10. You only need 7 X3 legs to hit the very top of the compensation plan. It's simpler than you realize, but remove those obstacles, remove those blinders, and understand, just like I said at the very beginning, the definition. It's a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed. And so where's your habit? Where's your habit of belief? You know, I one time at a fly-in a couple of times ago, we did a training about Jimmy Valvano, the famous basketball coach who died of cancer, and all the obstacles he had every single day. And he gave one of the most fantastic speeches at the ESPY Awards, the ESPN Awards, and all of us know that, and never give up, never give up. And I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. I apologize. But I don't know why I'm getting some feedback there, Malin.
I'm so sorry. I'm not hearing it on my end.
Oh, okay, good. And then I'll just plug through it. So I always ask, where's your state of mind? Where's your state of mind when it comes to the business? And Jimmy V, his wife tells the story that when he passed away finally from his cancer, just deteriorating his body, just weeks after he gave his speech at the ESPYs, that she went to the dry cleaners and picked up his suits that he had left there. And when she got them back, she found them in the pockets, you know, I'm going to beat this, never give up. And what I just want to tell you guys is never give up. You can remove any obstacle. You can achieve anything you want to achieve. Start small wherever you are and go from there. So we're going to see you all at the fly-in this week. We're really excited, and we're going to have some great trainings for you. And thanks so much for your belief in Limitless and being on this call. It's kind of like we're preaching to the choir, but we want you all to succeed and be very happy. Thanks so much, guys. And with that, Malin, back to you.
Okay, thank you so much. And, you know, first of all, to be able to be a great storyteller over the phone, you have to have a great radio voice. And I know I may be biased, but I know a lot of you also believe that Steve has such a great radio voice. It's such a pleasure to listen to. And secondarily, I have met Steve's mom. And not only does she have the ability, not only is she small and mighty and can instill fear, she also is a great, great storyteller and can paint a picture in someone's mind of what she's trying to share. And, Steve, that is certainly something that you picked up from your mom, I believe.
No kidding.
So with that, and we want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. And for those of us who have maybe lost our moms, we still have them in our hearts. And so we want to wish everybody, one thing is for sure, everybody has a mom, right?
So yep.
Wish your mom a happy Mother's Day, no matter where that may be. All right. Many of you, if you're on our texting service, you already got the sneak preview. Rather than doing an official webinar, we have now created a video of our duplication model that we covered last week. It's a quick video. It's about 7 minutes long, an easy way for you to go through our duplication model, those two sheets that we shared last week, the PowerPoint that I had on last week for the webinar. And now all you need to do is download those sheets and then get in front of the video. We texted a link to the video today, and no later than Monday it will be in the back office. But we wanted to give everyone who's on the call today a sneak preview, in particular anyone who is subscribing to our texting service. If you're not a part of our texting service, please do so. Just text the word fearless to the phone number 96000, and it'll ask you a couple of things to make sure you're not a robot, and you can be subscribed. If you didn't get the link because you are not subscribed, get with your upline as far as you have to go to find someone who has a link. They can forward it to you. But we're super excited about that. Please join us Monday on our call. We are going to give testimonials and sales training on Rock Your Workout Pack. It's going to be a great, great call. Great guests joining us on the call. And with that, Steve and Alan, thank you, everybody. And let's go ahead and take it off mute.
All right.